friends been looking forward to getting to this section of verses. Man, since the Lord laid on our heart to preach through the gospel according to Mark. Let's look at these verses here. We're going to end chapter 1 this morning. All God's people said, amen. One down, 15 more to go. Right? The Bible said, verse number 40, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, I just sing something.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Did you realize how many hymns is in that verse?
Right.
Amen. And there came to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, heal, heal, heal. Amen. You say, who's this story about? Is it about the leper? No, it's about him.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. I've read this, studied this for 3 weeks now. I don't know how I missed that. Amen. The Bible said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I love verse 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will. Be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. He straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. Said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man. Notice that commandment. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing for those things which Moses commanded. Here's why Jesus gave him this charge, for a testimony unto them. But he went out. Notice that contrasting three-letter word, but. He got a command, but he went out. And began to publish it much in the place and brought the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, this morning, help us. Lord, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, make alive the word of God, the gospel that we preach today. Lord, to the sinner, I pray that, Lord, the power of, that it is of the salvation would grip their heart. Let them see their need. Let them, Lord, know and come to a place where they can acknowledge what they are. And then, Lord, for the child of God, I do pray, Lord, this morning as we'll, Lord, in challenging our hearts about, Lord, obedience again as we did the Sunday school hour. Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would take, Lord, the charge and challenge seriously to our life. Lord, no telling, Lord, no telling what you can do for sinners if we as the saved, Lord, we let you do a work in us. So, Lord, I pray we'd not be found, Lord, bowed up, Lord, in any way, that, Lord, there be liberty to work in our life. And Lord, liberty for the Spirit of God to save some sinner today. And all that you do, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 39, as we've already preached, I think we're accurate in saying that thus far in this chapter, there have been two specific recorded miracles in the casting out of the unclean spirit in the synagogue of Capernaum. And then the miracle that took place as Simon Peter's mother-in-law was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ as she lay sick of her fever. And didn't know what to do with her, but Jesus knew what to do about the situation. We understand, along with these two specific recorded miracles in verse 32 through 34, along with verse number 39, there are literally dozens, if not hundreds, more miracles that are referenced that multitudes were brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he healed them of their diseases, and he cast out the devils out of those that had been bound. And so the Lord's public ministry is taking place. It is primarily a preaching ministry. It is a ministry that is filled with a message. It's also a message, and as the Lord goes along, the Jews being as they were, amen, needing to see signs, was also full of miracles. We read of one such miracle again. This would be the third specifically recorded miracle in the gospel according to Mark. And it deals with, as the word has begun to spread, of the preacher and the healer from Nazareth. And this text, that word has reached to a leper that has been out, no doubt, out in the wilderness, out doing his own thing, out isolated from public society. Word reaches him of this one who is preaching great and mighty things and healing all manners of disease. We believe that he comes to Jesus, and he comes to Jesus knowing, amen, there is no hope for him in medicine. There is no doctor that has come on the scene that can help him. There is no way and no hope that he can, amen, be cured of this terrible thing. Amen, he finds in Christ alone, the only hope that he has in his earthly life. We understand that in the course of this text, that Jesus, as the leper, has come to him. As the leper has beseeched him. As the leper has kneeled down to him. As the leper has said and cried to him. Amen. The Bible said, evidently, amen, that has done something in the heart of Jesus. Or in verse number 41, the Bible said, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand. And the words we want to focus in upon today is, and touched him. And touched him. Amen. Jesus here is said to have done the unthinkable. It would be unthinkable for anyone without leprosy, I don't want anything to do with, to be around the amen, even speaking distance of, meant much less, amen, put their hands upon one and is contracted leprosy. And so the Lord does the unthinkable. The Lord does the unimaginable. Amen. The Lord does that and nobody else dare do. Amen. And touch him. Amen. This is not, and it is rather more than a mere casual contact. Amen. The Lord did not just accidentally brush up against you. Amen. The implication, the reference behind the phrase and touched him is that this was a purposeful act. And this was something that was not done by accident. Amen. This is not just brushing up against somebody in a crowd. But my friend, rather the intentional extension of the hand, amen, that Christ placed his hand upon this leprous man in his condition. The phrase here in touch him, would literally mean to attach oneself to. And Christ attached himself, amen, to one that was so rejected. One that was so infected and infectious. And my friend, one who had something so contagious, as my friend, all others would know, stay away. Amen. Stay away from mankind. Amen. That our Savior did not come to stay away from mankind. He came to attach himself to mankind and touched him. This refers to such a handling of an object as to exert a modifying influence upon what is being touched. Amen. And we see that in the text. Amen. When it said it touched him, that is, he not only touched him on purpose, amen, but he touched him with a purpose. Amen. He intended in the touch, Jeremy, amen, to exert, amen, his all-sovereign, all-powerful, amen, modifying influence upon, amen, this man's condition. Amen. And when this man was touched, amen, the Bible said that, amen, it didn't take 6 weeks, it didn't take 6 months. Amen. It didn't take 6 minutes. Somebody say, "Amen." But the Bible said that, amen, with baptized, there was an immediate change. Amen. An immediate influence. An immediate, amen, modifying of this man's condition. Amen. Amen. Jesus, amen, Jesus could have, as he did at other times in his earthly ministry, amen, he could have spoken the miracle. I'm thinking of the man who came to the Lord about his sick servant now, and he is telling the Lord about the need, and he's beseeching the Lord about this condition of his servant that is back at the house.
Yeah.
And Jesus looks at him and he says, "Well, let's go to your house." And the man says, "Oh, be it far from me, Lord. Amen. For I know thou canst but speak, and this thing be done." And Jesus said, "I've not seen this kind of faith." Amen. This is a great measure of faith. And the Lord said to him, "Be it as thou wilt, go that way." Amen. The man went home and he found, amen, on his way home, the messengers come and say, "Amen, the servant is cleansed and is healed. Amen, and his matter inquired of the time in which it had been. And when all was said and done, it was confirmed." And in the very moment that Christ spake was the very moment on the upper end, the Spirit of God was working, and the Lord healed him with just a speaking of a miracle. My friend, here we find he did not speak the miracle, but rather the Bible said he touched him. Amen. This is something the Lord, amen, does many times in his earthly life. I'm thankful for a personal Savior. I'm thankful that he's willing to put his hands on those, amen, that are diseased, and those that, amen, and those that are contagious to others. Amen. He's not afraid to touch people, amen, with the conditions that they have. Amen. In fact, look with me in Mark 1 again, back in verse 31. Amen. The Bible said, Simon Peter's mother-in-law, he came and took her by the hand. That is, he touched her and lifted her up. Amen. He put his hand upon her. In chapter number 5 and in verse number 41, the Bible said here, amen, the Bible said, and he took the damsel by the hand and said to her, which is, I want to try to pronounce the word this morning, being interpreted damsel, I say to thee, arise. He took the damsel by the hand, and then he put his hand in her hand. He touched her. Chapter number 7 and verse number 32. Chapter 7, verse 32. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. In chapter number 8, and in verse number 23, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon it. He asked him if he saw all. In chapter number 9 and verse number 27, Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And so this is not an isolated thing. Amen. This is something that Jesus did, amen, often in his ministry. Amen. He would touch sinners. He would touch the needy. He would touch those who were blind and lead them. He would touch those who were dead and bring to them life. Amen. He would touch those laying of a fever. And that prince rolled the fever out and restored them to health. Amen. The master was, amen, a hands-on master. Amen. I'm glad to serve a hands-on Savior. Amen. I'm glad he's hands-on when it comes to salvation. Amen. He's hands-on when it comes to your head. Amen. Heaven needs in our life we can't do nothing about. He's not afraid to put his hands upon us. Amen. He's hands-on when your heart is broken. He's hands-on when the tears run down your cheek. Amen. He's hands-on. Amen. I'm about to preach a whole different message today. Amen. What I'm
congregation.
Amen. So here's a man who's without hope, saying the message, and he has heard there is a wonderful man coming, a man throughout the region that's healing all manners of disease. I don't know that this man expected it to happen this way. Amen. But that friend, the Lord touched him. Immediately the leprosy departed from him and went away that day cleansed. Amen. If you were to ask him, ain't you that man who had leprosy? Ain't you that man a while ago we kicked out of town and you lived your life begging for bread and lived your life in great pain and turmoil and without hope? Amen. And that man would have to stand and testify. Amen. As he did, verse 45, unashamedly. Amen. You better believe I said, man. Amen. But the master came by and he touched me. Amen. Nobody else ever wanted to have anything to do with me. Amen. But Jesus came and touched me. I want to preach that this thought and this text for a little while. Amen. My voice is struggling again today, so we just do what we can. Amen. But I want to preach on this thought. Amen. One touch of the Master's hand. Amen. One touch of the Master's hand. Amen. I'm glad this boy went up. Amen. He was a leprous. Amen. And had this need, and the Lord touched him. Amen. Friend, he was healed. Now, he may have needed the Lord to touch something else in his life. Amen. But he never needed the Lord to touch leprosy in his life again. Amen. It was one touch of the Master's hand. Amen. Changed his boy's life forever. May I say, I'm glad when I think about what I was. I had sinned and what I was. Amen. 3 salvation years. Amen. I was without hope, but I'm glad one touch in the Master's hand. Oh, Brother A.L. reached down. He reached down in the old soul matter said, amen. He touched me. He touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. And now I am no longer the same. Amen. It took one touch. Amen. Religion had to keep touching me. Amen. To try to get me to walk right and be right and be right. Amen. Daddy touched me a lot of times. Said, amen. With a belt on my backside trying to get me to change. Said, amen. And Daddy had to touch me over and over and over again. Amen. And I'm glad when I met the Master. Yeah. Amen. And I came to him. And I'm glad. Amen. One touch from the Master's hand changed it all. Amen. Amen. This ain't deep preaching, but amen. It'll bless us. Amen. If I ain't careful, I'm drowning in the kiddie pool. Amen. Get so excited. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. I know something about one touch from the Master's hand. Has the Lord ever touched you? You should have no idea what you're even talking about. Amen. That man, friend, would you listen for a little while today? Amen. On the message, one touch from the Master's hand. Amen. Consider with me this morning. Amen. There's several truths in this text concerning the day the Lord touched the leper. Amen. Number one, consider the disease of the leper. Amen. The Bible said, and there came a leper to him. Amen. But it's same thing, but don't miss it now. Amen. This man is called a leper. Amen. Because he has contracted leprosy. And in that day, it would be considered the most dreaded, the most terrifying, the most fearful disease that a man, a woman, or a boy or girl could contract. Amen. We're not talking about that friend of man or thing. Amen. We're not talking about something that friend is amen. Something to be taken. Amen. You know, kind of casually, well, I got it today, I'll get over it tomorrow. Oh no, friend, this disease of the leper. Amen. Came with great dread, great fear, great terror, great consequences. Amen. This matter of leprosy is something, amen, of great concern in this man's life. Amen. Consider him and find things quickly the showing of leprosy. We understand what leprosy would be as it would show up in the skin of a man, little spot. Amen. A little bit at a time, a little bump one day. Amen. A little white. spot would show up, maybe where even nobody else can see. But the individual man or woman, amen, amen, this was not just a simple skin disease. Amen, the spot was evidence of something great, of something terrifying. Amen, that they were being alerted to and made aware of that was on the inside. Leprosy is a disease, not a simple skin disease, but it is a disease that attacks the nervous system. And when it is present in the body, and over time, amen, it shows in the skin. Amen, it is only when it begins to show in the skin, it is only evidence of a much larger internal problem. And so this man is called a leper. And simply means that there was a morning that he got up. Amen. And I'm a preaching on this, and I've got a little bump on my hand right now. It ain't a coincidence. Amen. He would get up and he would say, amen, a scab or a scaly flesh in his skin. And he would, amen, immediately, because, amen, how we'll know the dangers were of that. Amen, he would begin to watch it. He would begin to examine it. Maybe he would go to his wife or a friend and say, what do you think about this matter that is in my skin according to the law? Amen, his man would stay there. He would have to show himself to the priest. Amen, the priest would, amen, go through a ceremonial procedure and tradition. Amen, that would be determined whether or not a spot in the skin was a leprosy or some other minor issue. Amen. But when it was confirmed and when it was shown, and that print evidence said indeed that was leprosy. Amen. Really, the spot in the skin was not the issue for the man. Amen. It was what was inside. Amen. It was what was running through the nervous system. Amen. It was what was being carried out to those extremities. Amen. That really was the issue. And so when it was shown, when it showed up, amen, it's just evidence of a larger internal problem. Number two, notice the suffering of leprosy. This man is a leper. He has a leprosy. And in leprosy, in attacking the nervous system, there are pains that would be great at first. His sores would begin to develop. Amen. It's the nervous system of the gout. Amen. The shoot pain in the, amen, certain parts of the body. Amen. The nose would be felt before the spots would come. Oh, spots, my friend, would begin to be infected. And the nervous system would begin to try to attack. Amen. These blemishes and these sores and these areas where it was beginning to show. And their body would be in great, great agony. Literally, leprosy was the decay of the human body. The body would rag in pain, eyes. Amen. Their eyes would begin to deteriorate. Vocal cords would be attacked, leaving a man with leprosy over time without even the ability to communicate. Limbs would begin to rot. Fingers would fall off. Amen. It would be an agonizing. Amen. Laying to. Amen. Live your life with leprosy. As a man friend, it would sit on him, those areas and sores. Amen. Would be pain and stinging and would be burning from this time. Amen. And yet, as those infections would prevail and the nervous system, man friend, would be engaged in overload. Amen. Eventually, over time, those areas would grow up. There are stories that are told that you can read about. Amen. Where lepers would, literally, the rats would eat their fingers off while they slept. And they'd be numb. They would be oblivious to it. Amen. And wake up in the morning with rodents chewing on their flesh. Amen. Because what had pained them in one time, amen, had been left alone and had left them in such a state of suffering. And they had grown numb in those areas, amen, to the effects of leprosy. Amen. They would be left, amen, in the state of suffering, simply watching. Amen. a physical suffering. Can you imagine the emotional turmoil and pain and suffering as they would watch their body deform and decay? Amen. Day by day, watching themselves literally, amen, be reduced to, amen, an absolute hideous looking creature. Amen. And so the showing of leprosy, the suffering. Amen. Quickly, the sentence of leprosy. Leprosy in the Bible days have no known cure. Amen. There was no cure. There was no sound. Amen. There was no, amen. There was no jab you could take. Amen. No vaccination. Amen. There was no project warp speed. Amen. There was, man, friend, nothing. Amen. You could take, not a pill you could swallow, not a, amen, not a formula you could drink. Take. Amen. Friend, would rid you of this leprosy. It was a death sentence. In fact, amen, it was a death sentence executed in slow motion. Amen. I'm telling you, they may have lived a little while. Amen. They could have lived with this for months and maybe even years. Amen. Friend, mark it down from the moment he was diagnosed with leprosy. Amen. It was a death sentence upon their life. Amen. A death sentence executed in slow motion. Amen. The shunning of leprosy. Lepers were excommunicated from family and friends. Amen. Their public life was only had in colonies outside of town with others and had the same condition they had. Amen. They were shunned. They were avoided like the plague. Under the law of Moses, God said, amen, when a man gets leprosy, amen, he is to rend his garment, he's to uncover, shave his head, and he is to leave the family, he's to leave the camp, he's to live outside without the camp. And that friend, he was to spend his days, amen, staying back from crowds and staying away and from multitudes. And if he's seen anyone come his way under the law, he was required, amen, to cover his mouth and cry out to those coming his way, I am a leper, I am unclean. I am a leper, I am unclean. And then that was God's way, amen, of warning those you stay away and you shun those that have, amen, this leprous condition. Amen, the reason obviously being it was so contagious. Amen, it was something that could spread so quickly. Amen, you can have it and not even know you had it. Amen, but when it began to show up, and that sentence was had, and the suffering was being felt. Amen, God said, stay away. Amen, you stay away from the leper, and leper, you stay away from those that are clean. Amen, you say, preacher, what is all of this about? Amen, notice the symbolism of leprosy. We're talking about the disease of the leper. Leprosy was an awful thing. Amen, and I'm just breezing over it. Amen, I can describe it today. Amen, I can describe it in medical terms today. Amen, I can absolutely ruin your lunch hour. Amen, you wouldn't want to eat another hamburger. Amen, you wouldn't want to eat, my friend, another piece of broccoli. Amen, I can describe it today in more far worse and awful terms. Amen, that I am, and maybe I'll do that one of these days. Amen, but I'm telling you, it was awful. Amen, it was a terrible thing. Amen, and it's no coincidence, amen, that it is this very matter of leprosy is what God used to symbolize sin.
Yeah.
All of these things that I have spoken about, amen, that this man who comes to Christ as a leper, amen, it's showing him and he's suffering with it. Amen, the slow death sentence executed in slow motion. Amen, as you pull his life, there's a shunning. Everybody, people want nothing to do with him. He's not allowed. Amen, to even approach anyone. Amen, these are the things that sin does. Amen, may I put it this way, what leprosy was and did to the body, sin is and does to the soul. We deal with in many days, in many ways in the days we live, we deal with the spots that are showing in people's lives. Amen. They're destroying their families. They're destroying their children. Their marriages are falling apart. The decay and the rot cut. Amen. Of spiritual leprosy that is within them. Amen. Is causing them pain. And sometimes they go on and they live on and they suffer on. Amen. To the point they become numb to me, dead. Amen. Only man friend to be living now in all the days of their life, no matter how long they live. Amen. Sin is executing a very painful and very slow death sentence upon them. Heaven. This man comes as a leper. So, man friend, the symbolism of leprosy is that one leprosy was in the end. Amen. To the body is what sin is, it does to the soul. Amen. There was no cure for leprosy. Amen. There is no cure for sin. Amen. You can't reform it. You can't. Amen. Listen, if you've got an internal problem, man friend, you'll never deal with that. Amen. And cure that out of your way. Amen. Apart from a miracle like this man God. Amen. Listen, and leprosy. Amen. It isolated and divided families. That's what sin does. Amen. The only hope, the only cure, amen, for leprosy was, amen, there would have to be a divine word. Amen. A divine miracle. Amen. That would come as it did for this man. Amen. And may I say the simple issue when it comes to sin is that there is only one Savior. Amen. There is only one who can cure your sin.
Amen.
Disease of the leper. Notice with me. Number two, the text. There came a leper. The Bible said that he came to him. And again, we emphasize not having seen it until we read the text again this morning. Amen. Him. He came to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him. Amen. We call this point the drawing of the leper. And it's the drawing now, the coming of the leper to the Savior. Amen. No, he realizes. Amen. He's got something that my friend has left him hopeless. But somehow, someway, somebody has convinced him the Lord has done the impossible for others. He has no doubt maybe witnessed it. Amen. Somebody has told him what Jesus has done for them. And now, that friend, the only hope he has, amen, is to arise, amen, and to go to where Jesus is. What a testimony this is of what it is when a sinner truly gets saved. I believe that my friend won this leper, what he said to this leper, and the fact that he drew nigh to the Savior and he came to the Lord. Amen. It's a testimony of what real salvation is. Amen. Because if you're going to be saved, amen, you'll have to come to the Savior. Amen. You'll have to draw nigh to him. Amen. You'll have to forsake all others. Amen. You have to, man friend, forget about what anybody thinks about you. Amen, friend, make your way through the crowd. Amen, make your way beyond the multitude. Amen, friend, you will have to come to Christ yourself.
Amen.
Amen. The drawing of the leper. Let me say this morning, in the fact that he came, may I say that he came begging. He came begging. He came with no demands. He didn't come as though Christ owed him anything. Amen. The Bible said that there came a leper to him, beseeching him. And as he was begging, as he came, and that friend, he was one that will ask. Amen. I am dying. I am nothing. You owe me nothing. Amen. But I have a need that only you can make. Amen. All those sinners ever been saved. Amen. Demanding something from God. Amen. Oh, every time a sinner gets saved, amen, it comes with humility of heart, realizing, amen, that they're nothing and they deserve judgment. And they deserve to find it. Amen, friend, God owns him absolutely nothing. And realizing they've got a need only he can meet. Amen. You know what a beggar is, a real beggar. I ain't talking about a bum now. And I ain't talking about a lazy man. himself. Amen. But if you'll beg, amen, if you'll beseech the Lord, amen, if you realize you can't help yourself, amen, a beggar is one that goes to others, amen, who have means and ways and ability, amen, to do for them what they can do for themselves. May I say that's what a sinner is. Amen. I ain't no beggar today. I ain't begging nobody for nothing. You'll die in your sin, but still by hope. Amen. Till you realize you can't do nothing. Amen. I'm not talking. Amen. I'm not talking about being a bob. I'm just talking about coming to the Lord and telling the Lord. Amen. I'm undone. I'm unclean. I've tried everything there is to try. And from every ointment in me, they drove. Amen. They rub this on me. They rub that on me. And I've drunk this and I've drunk that. I've run here and I've run there. And I'm still in this great, great condition. Lord, there ain't nothing I can do about it. Lord, you don't owe me nothing. Lord, if I die in the shape I'm in, you'll still be God. You'll still be holy. You'll still be right. Only hope I've got is you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, when a sinner gets saved, amen, they'll come begging. Amen, they'll come begging. Number two, he came bowing. Amen, he came bowing. Amen, the Bible said that as he was beseeching him, amen, it adds some more descriptions here, and kneeling down to him.
Yeah.
I love that. Amen. Kneeling down to him. Amen. You know what that is? Amen. That is language. Amen. Of how, amen, petits are to act in the presence of royalty.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
That is his way of saying, you are Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That is his way of saying, I submit myself to you. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what is going to come. Listen, it speaks of humility. It speaks of him taking his rightful place. Amen. For when he comes, notice again, amen, there is in this measure that he came begging and he came bowing. And that friend, he's not coming in holy. He's not coming in big. Amen. He's not coming there, friend, as though he is equal. Amen. He realizes he is not equal. Amen. He realizes he is in the princes. Amen. And one that is far greater. Amen. One that comes from a far loftier there. Amen. Place in his control. Amen. He realizes I am standing in the presence of the perfect master. There, my friend, he kneels down and bows.
Amen.
Notice him bowing. He submits himself by saying unto him, if thou wilt,
yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If thou wilt. Have you ever bowed to him? We live in a generation that says, I bow to no one. I'll take what's mine. I'll take what I can give. And that ain't the attitude of this man, and that ain't the attitude of a sinner that gets saved. I'm not trying the attitude of a sinner. Amen. When they come, when they draw to the Savior, amen, they realize they come bowing. And there is within them a reverence for the one that they are coming to. Amen. That realizes again, you don't owe me anything. Amen. I have not merited. I have not merited this, and I need none in my life. But if thou wilt. Oh, I want to get ahead of myself so bad right now. Hey, man, can I ask you, St. Quincher, is there any doubt about it? And Betty Will, is there any doubt about it? Hey, man, all I'm telling you, man, friend, is the morning I got saved. Hey, man, I came. Hey, man, bowing to the Lord, realizing what I was. Hey, man, begging him. Hey, man, to hear that crying out, realizing. gonna finish today. Y'all can breathe easy. I got way too much. He came begging, you came bowing. Let me tell you how sinners gotta come if they're gonna get saved from their spiritual leprosy. He can't believe it.
That's right.
Yes, for notice what he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. In other words, if you will do it, I know you can do it.
Amen.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know if you'll say it. I don't know if you'll text me. I don't know what you're telling me to do. Amen. But all this much I know. Amen. If thou wilt, thou canst make me. Amen. You know what that statement is? It's a statement of faith. What he's saying is, ain't nothing else worked for me, but I know this.
Yeah.
If you do it, it'll work.
Hey.
I say, ain't no sinner ever come with unbelief. Amen. Right. Hey, we know when we come as sinners, when our eyes are open to the fear and the dread. Amen. Of our sinful condition is realized. Amen. We're convicted of our sin. We stand in condemnation. And we're willing to take what is rightfully going to fall upon it. Amen. We realize, amen, through the message of the gospel, that Jesus can save sinners. If thou wilt, thou canst.
Amen.
Buddy, when I bowed on my knee, amen, I came to the Lord. I was a beggar.
Right.
I was a violent.
Yes.
And I realized he didn't owe me nothing and said, if thou wilt. And I'm going to tell you, I expressed faith in the Lord Jesus and said, amen, my eternity rests on you. I know you can save me. Amen. You say, how did you know that? Amen, because I've done read it in the Word of God. I've done heard preachers preach it. I've done seen it in so many other people's lives, what he had done for them. I knew that he could change sinners' lives.
Amen.
When I vowed that, I can't believe it. When I was begging and I was bound, I can't believe that this leper speaks of how sinners get saved, and you'll never get saved without coming believing.
Amen.
Jesus
can
do it.
Amen.
Thou canst.
Yes.
Have you ever come to Christ believing? Amen. I won't preach the third and fourth point. I'm going to end here, but let me just say this. Look down there. Verse 41. Jesus moved with compassion.
Yes.
Put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will.
Yes.
I will. If thou wilt, thou canst. You know what? You know what had to bring peace into that leper's heart was hearing those two words. I will.
Yes.
I'll get into it a little deeper whenever I preach this tonight or next Sunday. Amen. I really won't finish chapter 1 today. That's been my goal all week long. It ain't looking good.
Great.
When Jesus said, Bobby, when Jesus said, I will, if you do a word study on that, it means I will now and I always will. The tense of it is, I will now, and I always will. I'm glad he's always with me.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, what about reprobate-minded people? What about sitting away your day of grace? Listen, all I'm telling you right now this morning, amen, if you ain't reached 10 points, Jesus said, I will now, and I will always.
Yes.
I will every day, yes. Every time a leper comes to me, I will, if you will come.
Amen.
If you will come begging, and you will come bowing, and you will come believing the way yes. that you have, I will now, and I will always.
Amen.
Thankful that when I bow on my knees, you say, you get a lot of you. You
making this all a lot about you, and you get saved, well, I mean, it's my testimony.
Amen.
We'll give you time. You tell us yours here in a minute. This is my testimony. And I bowed right on my knees here in Canton, Michigan, as a 17-year-old preacher's kid, knowing I was plagued. I'm talking about absolutely vile on the inside. There's little spots that started coming up on my life along the way that a lot of people couldn't see unless she was real close to me. I knew they was there. Daddy knew they was there. Mama knew they was there. You talk to my brothers, they would know. Some of my friends would know. But the spots had done started showing. Amen. Daddy sometimes would try to deal with the spots, and he had to. I didn't get on my daddy. Amen. You say your daddy whip you growing up? Yay. Amen. He gave us whippings, he gave us whoopings.
Yeah. Yes.
You say, I don't know the difference. You never had a whooping then.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. You never had a whooping, you know the difference.
Yes.
God knows this generation we're living in needs some more whoopings.
Yeah.
That black life, I'm getting sidetracked. That Black Lives Matter crowd, they get some whoopings going on there. Quit that job.
Yep.
Amen. It's hard to burn your town down when you tell him it's on fire.
Amen.
Lord, somebody help me.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, bless them. Bless them. Amen. Daddy, give me them whoopings trying to deal with, and he had to.
That's right.
Had to deal with those spots. There's a far deeper problem that went deeper than what Daddy can deal with.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost made that real to me. Said, your daddy ain't your problem. Your mama ain't your problem.
Right.
You didn't make you go to church ain't your problem. You got a sin problem. Yes. Buddy, I've testified about it. Gerald, I remember when that settled in on me. And I seen what I was, and I seen my future as a sinner is going to be an absolute terrible life.
Amen.
That dawned on me, and I came to Christ better. I came to Christ power. I came to Christ believing and saying, if thou wilt. All I can say is when I bowed on my knees and said, Lord Jesus, would you save me?
Yeah.
You know what I heard? I will.
Yeah, preacher.
Yes,
say, how do you know you're saved today? Because when I came to him and said, Lord, will you save me? He said, I will.
Yes. Hey.
I don't need your confirmation of it.
Amen.
I got all the confirmation I need.
Oh, yeah, preacher.
25 and a half years ago when Jesus said, I will.
Amen.
I will. Now, I didn't hear that till I came today. Can't bow it. Can't believe it. See, there's a crowd out here today that want the I will, but they don't want to come to Christ.
Right.
They don't want to change life.
Right.
They just want the spots to be rubbed off.
Amen. Right.
Christ didn't just take the spots away. He touched him. The Bible said, I will be thou whole.
Yeah.
Be thou clean.
Amen.
Christ made him whole that day.
Yes.
Here's what I believe. Y'all believe however you want. You can be wrong if you don't believe it this way. I believe when Jesus touched him and said, I will, all them fingers that had fallen off, fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Come
back.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The rocks. If he had any full limbs missing, all of a sudden his right arm came
out. Yeah.
Eyes that had been degenerated and had gone near, made him nearly black, all of a sudden began to clear. He could see absolutely everything. His raspy voice is on the verge of being brought to not even being able to speak. All of a sudden he can cry freely and speak clearly. Everything is as though he were made a brand new man.
Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah.
So you believe that's how that worked? I believe that's how it works when a sinner gets saved.
Yes, sir.
That moment of time when Christ says, I will be that new man. Buddy, I'm telling you, he comes forth, they're born again, brand new man.
Oh, yeah, I can hear.
Hey,
have you ever had that? Yeah. I know why I'm holding this so hard today. Amen. We haven't got droves of sinners that I know of here today. I don't know, maybe all of y'all need this. I know I'm saved.
Amen.
Larry said, amen. I know I'm saved too. Don't put me with them evil crowds. I'm saved.
Amen.
I'll tell you something. There may be one. There may be five. We may be shocked who this year today has lost it.
Yes.
You begin to realize I've got something far bigger than what a preacher can knock off on me.
Yes.
I've got a sin problem. If you'll come to Christ today and beg it, bow it, and believe it, say, if thou wilt, here's what he's going to tell you. I will now, I will always. So how do you know that? Because there's a verse, and I'm done, Candy's coming up again. There's a verse where Peter made this statement. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, sin, as some men count slackness.
Amen.
But his long suffering to us with not willing.
Yes,
please. Oh, he's not willing. Don't miss the verse. Not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
But that all
should
come to repentance. So, preacher, are you telling me I can hear him say, I will today? I'm telling you today.
Yes.
He says, I will now, I will always. He's still in the cleansing business.
Yes.
He's still in the cleansing business. We stand together.